Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
Carl Sagan has repeatedly said that the cosmos is all that there is. It's all that there ever was and all that there ever will be. Well, I want to think about that statement for a moment, because if the cosmos is all that there ever has been or ever will be, that would mean that the cosmos is eternal. Now, that's not a very scientific statement coming from a brilliant man of Carl Sagan's stature. In the first place, it mirrors the ancient Hindu philosophies, and it contradicts the scientific law of entropy, entropy increase, which would argue against an eternal cosmos. A far more scientific statement, and one which agrees with all observable scientific data, would be, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Now, that fits the facts, and it satisfies the heart. But I'm afraid that that's the problem for our friends who believe in the myth of evolution and can believe intrinsically designed life emerged magically from non-life without a designer. You see, you either have to believe in eternal matter or an eternal God. And believing in God leaves you vulnerable to having to face him. So maybe that's why they only believe in the cosmos.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized three-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net. And begin a systematic study of God's Word today.